Well, Christine, how are things going on in Silver City?
Going well, Edmundo. We have an interesting development. A man was found dead in his home in the Mimbres last weekend. Sheriff's Department's investigating. They're calling it a suspicious death. We believe it's a homicide. At this point, no suspects have been arrested.
When was this? When did this happen last week?
It happened on Saturday night. We did not learn about it until late Tuesday or Wednesday. The Sheriff's Department never informed us. We actually got a call from the man's friend in Carlsbad who had heard through, I guess, friends and family that his friend had been stabbed to death in the Mimbres. He had ranched with the man years ago. They both had ranches over in Carlsbad. And so I looked into it, and we discovered that there was a man found dead, Walter Beeble, 67, of San Lorenzo. He was found dead in his home. They're not saying what the cause of death was yet. They're calling it a suspicious death. And from other sources, you know, we've been told it's a homicide.
Who's leading in the investigation?
The Grant County Sheriff's Department is the lead investigation.
Okay, Christine, thank you very much. Let's talk to Ben Fisher. Ben, sometimes on April Fool's, if you don't have a good joke, it's best just to not bother at all. Talk to me about an April Fool's joke gone awry.
Absolutely. We received a call on late Friday afternoon that a sign was going up outside of a property that is currently being developed as a Denny's. This has been a pretty high-profile property. It used to be the Red Barn Steakhouse that was torn down, and there have been rumors all over the place that Denny's is coming. They aren't. They're pulling out. They aren't. So on Friday, when we heard a sign was going up, we ran over. And it was, in fact, a sign saying that it would not be Denny's, but Madame Millie's Authentic Old West Brothel and Gentleman's Club. This is a very professional sign. Local sign company J&J Signs said that they were contracted, you know, to produce the sign.
Wait a minute. They went out of their way to have a professional sign done for this?
Someone has a unique sense of humor.
So what happened?
Oh, a lot of people in town fell for it, at least based on our own social media coverage of the event. And we just received a call from the developers who weren't in on the joke and weren't crazy about it, but assured everyone that Denny's is, in fact, coming to town.
Well, that's the good news. Let's talk about another good story, some good news. A new development found some street lamps that were stashed away somewhere.
That's right. The town of Silver City, Mayor Ken Ladner was talking with a constituent about a month ago. It's Scott Kennedy of Home Furniture Downtown, and he told the mayor that, you know, they still had all street lights in storage if they were ever going to come get them.
Wait a minute. Just casually mentions that he's got some street lights that are in storage?
That's correct. And what had happened was about a decade ago, there was a big project to install these matching street lamps all the way down Bullard Street and Broadway and in historic downtown Silver City. And at some point, or at one point during the project, they were partnering with Silver City Main Street, and Main Street told the town that they had run out of money for the installation and that the project had to be suspended. Everyone thought that was it until Mr. Kennedy discovered 14 of these very expensive, difficult-to-find lights. And so those are now being installed at a huge savings to the town in 9 spaces which were already set aside for this, with the conduits going right up to them.
And this is going to happen on Bullard Street.
That's right.
All right, Ben. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you.